Molly, it's just pot. What's the problem?
The problem is I almost died from it. My neighbors almost called the ambulance on me. My friend had to come rescue me while I was almost passed out on the floor with my mom on the phone telling me, "What, you're just going to stop breathing? It's okay. You'll wake up." And I was in the ER next couple of minutes. And you almost, it's not just pot. It's a life sentence for some people. It's a death sentence for some people.
And you don't even have to use the drug for it to affect you.
No, you don't. You just have to have very selfish neighbors who don't care, who don't care at all.
Molly, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you agreed to come on the podcast.
Like weed, but secondhand smoke, harming me personally in my life in my early 20s. Stuff that went on when I was in my apartment with active partiers and active weed smokers. In the apartment next to me, they weren't even living with me, and I was still going to the ER from irritation from their smoke, constantly.
So you've been harmed by secondhand marijuana smoke?
Yeah, big time.
And you've had to go to the ER for it?
Yeah, I think I had to go to the ER twice for it in a span of I would say a year, yeah.
So did you live in Colorado prior to legalization of marijuana?
Yeah, born and raised.
And were you ever exposed to marijuana prior to legalization?
It wasn't a part of daily life, but in high school, I was hanging out with friends and they smoked sometimes. So it was just one event, but it was just before that. So I think it was kind of the first experience of marijuana in high school.
Were you in your community, before legalization, were you exposed to marijuana smoke often before legalization?
No, not at all. It was never anything like it was now.
And so tell me, what would happen? Why would you have to go to the ER? Tell me about your first time going to the ER from marijuana.
I'm very prone to having asthma attacks because I have severe asthma. So living in an apartment complex next to active weed smokers and partiers, they would just leave out bongs and they would leave out their pipes on the porch, on the patio. And it was a small apartment. So here's their apartment, here's mine, and here's the stairs to go down. So their porch was right on mine, basically. There was no getting away from it. So I had prior had a lung infection from having a cold. So I think I had bronchitis. And that was starting to heal up and starting to get better. But every time that they would have parties and that they would just smoke regularly, on their own without having a party, I would have asthma attacks and it would just keep getting worse and worse until I was on my floor, gasping for air. My neighbors downstairs were hearing me. I was coughing the whole time. I was throwing up from coughing. I couldn't breathe. So my friend would have to come and the middle of the night, it would be 12 or 1 because they're up smoking weed and I'm up. I can't lay down because of how much I'm coughing and can't breathe. So
the smell and the smoke of marijuana was actually coming into your apartment.
It was paper thin. And I know that some people, to avoid the smell or having smoke come outside of their house, they'll just exhale into the vents. And having an apartment where it's so small, their wall was my wall. There's no insulation. I could hear everything they were doing on my bedroom wall. My bedroom wall was their living room wall. So it made sense as to why I was always not being able to breathe. Yeah.
Did you complain to your apartment complex?
Multiple times. That's the part that's so frustrating about all this is I understand if I have complications and I need to go to the ER and get medical treatment, but it's the fact that I constantly was calling in being like, they're smoking weed, I can't breathe. And I was like, I wasn't necessarily threatening them, but I was like, I'm going to the ER. If I have to go again, I'm going to contact like you guys with a lawyer because I can't do this anymore. And I would put in complaints during the daytime when they were smoking and I'd walk past it and I'd have to go to work. And I'm like, great, I'm probably going to smell like weed now because they're just on their porch smoking weed. And I told them, like, I would go into the office and be like, they're doing it right now. They're smoking weed right now. Can you please go talk to them? And their response was, well, we don't know if they have a medical marijuana card, so we can't do anything. And we can't ask them either. You can't ask them about medical marijuana, having a medical marijuana card. I don't know if it was like a breach of HIPAA or whatever, but, and then I'd call in, at nighttime when they were doing it, when I couldn't breathe and I was just struggling so much and I was hoping that they would get caught because they're doing it right there again. And they would, just say, oh, we're so sorry. If this gets worse, please call the police. And it's like, they're Colorado police. What are they going to do to, to people who are smoking weed that from a complaint, you know? They're not going to do anything.
So how much time went by with all the complaints you did?
That was 2 years, 2 years of active complaints. I would put in like 3 a day. I mean, I was kind of, I guess, bugging them because it's the only thing I could do. Like there was no, they're basically protecting the people who were putting me in the ER instead of protecting the person who is not doing any of that. It was rough. I didn't feel protected at all by them.
Did they ever talk to them and ask them?
No. Well, oh yes. The first time I complained, it was the first complaint I ever did. And they said that they had, they put a letter on their door, like reciting what they signed on the like no smoking, addendum. But they didn't actually physically go speak with them or see what their apartment's about. No, they didn't do any of that. They just sent a letter.
So there's a rule in the apartment complex that there's no smoking.
Yeah.
But they were allowed to get away with smoking marijuana.
Because I guess by law couldn't ask if they have a medical marijuana card and they don't know. That's one of the excuses I was told.
So you put up with this for 2 years. You had to go to the ER a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to move. You know, everything's very expensive.
It's not easy to move because I was so sick by the time my mom was like, she helped me break my lease. I couldn't have done it without my mom. She was like, we're not doing this anymore. We're going to break your lease. We're going to get you out of there. We're not going to talk with them. You're just going to go. And I was like, okay, I'm fine with that. And it was the ER bills. I was in school at the time. I was working. I was paying for the apartment. It felt like a lot of waste of money for a place I was trying to live and be healthy and, I don't know, be a regular 20-year-old.
No. Did you move into another apartment? Were you scared that this was going to happen again?
No, I moved back with my parents and I'm very happy about moving back with them. But I would say so, like if I was going to move, into an apartment, I don't think I would, I wouldn't want to right now.
Because of?
Yeah. It's like, people are going to do that. They're going to just smoke weed and Colorado protects them. And my health did improve drastically after I left. Think until I get married, I won't be living, anywhere else. It's pretty fine living at home. It's kind of a cultural thing that we do in my family. So, it doesn't feel like a burden or anything either. And I think it's safer because we all kind of know that no one's going to smoke here. No one's going to do anything health wise that I don't like, that we don't have control over, you know?
And you're far enough from the neighbors then that marijuana smoke wouldn't.
Oh yeah. We live in the countryside. We live in the country. Even if there is marijuana smoke, we probably might not smell it, but, yeah, our neighbors are really awesome. They don't do anything like that here. Wow. It just seems like it's mainly based in apartments where there's like 20 to 30 year olds who are just so rude about it all, who don't care. That's the thing. They don't care. They just focus on themselves and their addiction or whatever, or they use it as medicine, but it's like, I'm glad you're using it as medicine, but I'm dying over here. So
it's quite interesting that their medicine was causing you to go to the ER and you weren't even consuming it. You weren't even smoking it.
No, I was just breathing it in through the vents, through the walls, basically through my windows. Even when my windows were closed, I could smell it coming through. I would get headaches constantly. It was horrible. The smell is possibly one of the worst triggers I have, because we actually live up. If you go up a couple miles the road, there's this natural hemp farm, but it's basically weed. And when it rains, it smells so bad. And that smell comes and triggers like all of us basically. And we have to prepare for an asthma attacker.
Wow. Yeah. So it's quite interesting, though, that you mentioned you're pretty safe out in the countryside of Colorado where you're living now, but then technically you're not 100%.
Not 100%. Yeah, it kind of dawned on me. But yeah, I would say from the neighbors, we're safe when it comes to that, but not the farm up there. And that's every summer, every year.
And can you describe the smell?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know that weed smells like just skunk, like absolute dead, dying skunk. This is more of a sweeter skunk smell. It's just, it's thick. It's like a thick, sweet, syrupy, like chemical smell. It's horrible. It doesn't smell like plants because I have like 50 billion in my room. So I kind of understand what soil and plant, like natural plant smells like. It smells just horrible. It just clogs up your lungs and you can't get rid of it. It's in the air. You can't get away from it.
What do you think the state of Colorado should do to protect people like you? Because who knows where your future is going to end up, you know, get married, you want your own house or.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if Colorado will protect people like me and other people who suffer from, asthma, who can't be around marijuana, whether it's medical or not, because they're protecting their own greed when it comes to their medical marijuana or their marijuana sales. Colorado has made a bunch of money on the tax, and it's I don't think they're ever going to go back. They're not going to protect people like me or anybody else.
So the marijuana users' rights are more important than your right to breathe.
They bring in money. And that's something that you're not going to get through. And I hope in the future that there will be a bill or something to protect us. But right now, with the amount of money that dispensaries make for Colorado, I doubt it.
What do you think are some of the costs, though? We always hear about the profits of marijuana. What do you think are some of the costs to the state?
Well, I don't know the numbers for the amount of drug use on roads or anything like that. But I know that there's a higher percentage of young people and teenagers going out and going to start using marijuana because it's everywhere. It's the Colorado thing. You can just do it. And they're growing up with their parents, probably having dispensaries, and it's just easier access. I mean, you can just go to the doctor and be like, can I have a medical marijuana card? I have this, this, and that. And it's so easy. The doctors are spitting it out as well.
Do you think, your personal opinion, do you think smoked marijuana is medicine?
No, I don't think it's medicine. No, because I don't think to smoke something, you're getting healthier. You're doing more damage. You shouldn't be inhaling any type of smoke in your lungs for medicine.
Are you familiar with a law, the Clean Air Act of Colorado? Are you familiar with that law?
No.
Yeah, you have the right to breathe in clean air. It's very ironic that, you know, they're picking marijuana smoke over your right to breathe.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre. So what is one thing you would like everyone to know?
I would say that, I mean, I don't know, the culture around marijuana, it's not cool. It's not a fun thing. Like it's not okay. I don't know. It's hard to, that's a broad question, but I would say just the culture around it all. Don't get sucked into it. because that's how you get sucked into it, with the pretty pipes and the friends who do it and smoke marijuana. And it's just something that's a Colorado thing, and it's not.
Is that what you want Colorado to be known for, marijuana?
No, but now it is. Like, that's the whole thing. No, I wish it wasn't, because when I like meet people or out of state, or I talk to them out of state, they're like, oh yeah, that's like the weed state. And it's like, no, but yeah, it's like, we have a bunch of other stuff here that's way cooler. Like, I don't know, the mountains or something, but now we're just known for weed, and it's just, it's gross. I don't know. I don't like the culture around it.
And did you grow up in Colorado?
Oh yeah. Born and raised. And it was never like this. Marijuana was such a small thing that was just kind of like, oh, well, the hippies. It was just the hippies. It was kind of like that kind of thing. But now it's taken over. I can't drive down my street, like down Colorado, without seeing at least like 5 dispensaries, like in Longmont alone.
And the visual appearance of marijuana everywhere, the smell of it definitely normalizes it.
I mean, it's kids who are seeing marijuana leaves everywhere. Like, you go to like a little store, and like you could go to the gas station, and there's CBD right there. And then there's marijuana sunglasses, marijuana socks that are like sold because it's Colorado. And I don't know. I think it's going to be harder for people to resist that kind of temptation. I think.
I agree.
Just get into it.
I agree. And I think that's I think all the points you're making here are so very important. You know, I'm from Pueblo, Colorado, and before marijuana legalization came around, we were never exposed to marijuana. We didn't even talk about marijuana. It wasn't a topic of conversation where I took my kids. I didn't have to, like, you know, coddle them or anything, or protect them from marijuana smoke or smell or a shop or any paraphernalia or clothing. And after legalization, pretty much any public outing, even going to the movies, we were exposed to marijuana, and we would be in parking lots walking through marijuana smoke. And
in cars now, if you're just walking through a parking lot, I've literally drove past cars where they're smoking marijuana, and it comes into my car as I'm like passing them with my windows rolled down.
Yes.
It's hate to sound like a super old person, but it's despicable.
it's awful. You know? And it's not just the old people that don't like it. It's the young people.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They say, what did you do to our world? You know, you've just completely flipped it upside down, and you picked marijuana over our safety and our ability to breathe clean air. I worry about the children living in homes of marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Because now everybody is like against secondhand tobacco use. Well, where's the fight for secondhand marijuana use? It's the same thing, but people think it's medical, or the fact that people are using while they're pregnant, while they're breastfeeding. It's like, you're still sending, like, I don't know the science behind it, but I'm guessing the THC can go through breast milk.
It can. You're absolutely right. And they do. They have children testing positive for marijuana, because the industry does promote to pregnant and breastfeeding women. So I mean, you're young. You probably want a family someday, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And how do you think life is going to be trying to protect them from Colorado's marijuana?
It's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard when they're older. As children, I think I can probably keep them a lot more safe in the home, find a place where it's not by weed smokers. That's like my big thing. So probably stay away from apartments. But I think when they're older, it's going to be hard to not try it, you know, not get into that. Because sometimes there's people who don't even look like they smoke weed who are doing it on a regular basis. Marijuana doesn't discriminate. It's everybody.
Yeah. If you were doing, like, let's say you had kids and you were making a play date for them to go hang out with other kids, and you know, are checking on the parents and everything, do you think you would ask them?
Hands down. Yeah, hands down. My mom was a really good mom with that when it came to being protective over me. So it's definitely going to translate to when I have children. And I think a little bit more because we have, it's just so easy for children to get their hands on marijuana now. Even if the parents do keep it in a safe place, they can get it. So yeah, I would definitely ask if their other children, if they have older kids, be like, well, do they? Because I don't care if you guys don't, if it's still in your home, I'm not going to know them.
Yeah. Not allow my kids to come over. Right. And
no, yeah. Not allow my kids to come over. You can come over here. Your kids can, but I'm not.
Right.
I'm not sending mine over.
Absolutely. I think people don't realize that that's got to be a topic of conversation, that because it matters, your voice matters. And I'm so grateful for it that you're taking the time to voice this, because I think people think marijuana in Colorado is like, no big deal. It's just bringing in money. And they don't realize how marijuana changes every part of your life.
Yeah.
I remember being very disappointed and to the point where I was not going to take my children to the movies anymore. And that was our thing. We lived in a smaller town. There wasn't a ton of things to do. My kids loved superhero movies.
Yeah.
And that was like our thing as a family. We would do superhero movies, some cool, you know, blockbuster movie, get popcorn, go out for sushi. Like, that's what we did. And we kept getting exposed. And it just became this environment just where it was totally unsafe. I think the public really needs to understand how this has affected you and just your right to breathe. And, you know, live in a safe neighborhood. I mean,
it
is ridiculous, you know, and it's so ridiculous. It can be comical, like at times, because you're like, is this really the world we're living in? But it's like when you can't breathe because your neighbors are marijuana users, that's a serious, serious situation.
Oh yeah. And I'd have to call out of work. So it definitely impacted my life in more ways than just health, because I'd have to text my employers, be like, listen, I'm in the ER right now. I cannot make it. Cause it would happen on weekends when they were all home, and I'm like, I have to make it to work on Monday, and I'm in the ER from Saturday into Sunday, and I'm trying to recover. It definitely impacted my life. Money-wise, then they don't care. They kept going on in my apartment, didn't care. And I guess I should have called the police and tried, but I just kind of guessed. I'm like, if no one else is caring, what are the police going to be able to do? You know?
Well, maybe we need to start selling insurance now, because, you know, when you're sick from your neighbor's marijuana use and you miss work and you can't pay your bills, you know, now we need insurance for that, because it's really toxic. You know, it's a toxic environment. And I'm so sorry you have been through this, and I'm glad you're in a safer place now. And what would you like the state of Colorado to do to help protect clean air and just the ability to breathe?
I think crack down on places like apartments, like places where there are laws in place by the private business owners that run the apartments, that they would make it harder for people to smoke weed in there. And they, like, there's a non-smoking addendum. That's great. If you have, like, if you actively smoke weed and you have a medical marijuana card, like, you have to be able to show that. You have to be able to show that. And then they have the right to refuse you if you do smoke weed. It's like, I would pay extra for a place like that. I would. And I think people could make big bucks on that, apartment complexes. I think just cracking down on that.
A weed free zone. And you know, that's one of our goals with Every Brain Matters. We want this symbol to, you know, instead of saying no marijuana, I want people to recognize that symbol. You can kind of see it behind me. When they see that symbol, that they say, this is a marijuana free zone, and I'm okay to take my kids here. I'm okay to walk.
I think that, I don't know. Yeah. Just make it harder. I don't know. I don't want to be like punish them, but I would be able to breathe. And it's so sad that it's something so not small, but it's something that not everybody thinks about. Like, we breathe every day, but I would like to be able to not die from breathing, you know?
Especially in your own home that you're paying the rent for, you know?
Yes.
Your own place. I think it's totally okay that you're calling for some type of accountability. Mm-hmm. I think it's really a tragedy that they didn't have to move and you had to move. You had to change your life. Mm-hmm. And thank God you have a supportive family, but not everybody has that. I've been on the phone in the middle of a night. I had a lady calling me who she didn't have a lot of money and she couldn't move. And she would have to leave her apartment at night and go sit in the McDonald's because she couldn't breathe in her own apartment.
That's horrible. We're paying for that. She's paying for, she's a citizen too. It's like, do we really care about one person more than the other? Like, I don't know what kind of money they were paying, but I'm guessing it was the same amount that I was, you know?
Right.
So
hear us out, Colorado and all legalized states. You need marijuana-free zones. And if you want to do that, contact Every Brain Matters. We'll advocate for you. And I'm sure Molly would support that too.
I was very lucky to have such a very close family system. And my mom and my stepdad were able to just say, we're done. We're not going to watch you do this. Because I would also have to leave. When I was sick, I'd have to go like spend a week at my mom's house in the living room while I'm like just dying because I'm taking breathing treatments. I'm on steroids. I have to watch what medication I'm taking. And again, that's money that I couldn't make back because as a care provider, you don't have, like sick pay or vacation pay. Your every paycheck counts. So.
Well, maybe that's another avenue. We need to ask the state of Colorado to start paying sick pay for, people who get sick from the marijuana smoke. And
I would love that. I think if they had that while I was doing that, I would have felt a lot more reassured and protected that I wasn't going to lose a whole week's pay of money because I'm having to recover from being in the ER, from simply breathing in my apartment.
From being affected from somebody else's marijuana use. Did you ever confront your neighbors or were you scared to?
One time when they were, I took a lot of pictures. If they left like a bong or a pipe on their patio, I would take pictures. One time I didn't know that they were all out on their patio. I thought it was just one or two. And I ripped open my door and was just like, and then slowly closed it because it was like eight people. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll just come back later. But they were like loud. It was a weekday. They were loud smoking. And I just ripped open my door and then they all turned to me. So I closed it. So I chickened out.
Well,
one person against eight, you know?
Yeah. And eight stoned people that aren't making emotional decisions, right? That are scared already. You made the right decision by closing the door, not confronting them. I think I would really have a hard time restraining myself. You know, I, a couple times, I mean, there was one time I wanted to go off. I didn't, but, I wanted to yell and scream. I didn't. And, but it was in my kid's school. And I don't know if somebody just had it on them or they had been smoking prior to coming there, but it was my son's eighth grade celebration. Like he had gone through kindergarten through eighth grade. This was going to be his last time at the school forever. You know, we were moving and it reeked. And I know I've heard teachers say it's really hard for them to manage because they don't know who's got it, first of all. And then if they confront the parents, then they ruin the night for the kids. And it's just a really
horrible,
really horrible, hard situation for the educators to be in.
Yeah, I had a teacher in high school who actually would do these. I won't give any names because I don't want to do that. But he would have these talks and he would tell us how much about doing drugs safely. In college, we were all seniors. How to drink and do drugs safely. Yeah.
In a college.
He already had two, what is it? What are those? Like not red flags, but two complaints against him. And if he got a third and he would have like a student watch the door, he would go and lock it. And we would have to, this is during school time when we're supposed to be learning English.
And he would tell you guys how to use drugs safely.
Yeah. Well, and he, and that's the thing, if he, from an addict's point of view, from a person who went to rehab. Yeah.
And
you how know, you're going to do it safely.
And that's the mission of the Drug Policy Alliance. That's their whole mission, is to legalize all drugs and call it safe to use. And
yeah.
And they have to target the youth, right? They have to target the youth because they need you guys to use. They need.
Oh, yeah. He was money. A cool teacher. He, you can come to me and talk about things.
Did any of the kids report him?
No, there was one student who reported him. That was his second, but no one reported him that year. I didn't either. I should have, but he had a reputation of talking about students when they weren't there. And he did that to me. And I basically told him, I said, listen, if this happens, I'm going to the principal. So you can either calm down or you can like keep my name out of your mouth. Basically, as a student, I had to come up to him and be like, this is not okay. I had to reprimand my own teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've really given a great picture of what it's like to live in Colorado, especially for a young person. Is there any other story or any other time you want to share with us about how horrible it is, the marijuana in Colorado?
I don't think so. I would just say that it's hard being a teenager and a young adult, and it's hard to say no. Because they'll give you like, oh, it's just weed. It's okay. It doesn't really affect you. No, it's hard.
Do you think it's really hard for the youth to stay away from marijuana?
Mm-hmm, because it's everywhere. You can get it from your parents. You can get it from your older brother or older sibling. You can get it from your friends. You can get it from your friends whose parents own a dispensary. You can get it anywhere. It doesn't even have to be legal anymore because everybody just has it. And you can be secretive about it too. You can get it with edibles. You can get it with drinks. You can get it with anything.
I could see over a period of time, especially the youth that maybe are more impressionable or at a higher risk, they're finally them saying no, 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 and then finally saying yes.
Just to try it.
And
it's like, I mean, that happened to me. I'll be honest. It did happen to me in high school where I was like, I'll just try it. It was horrible. I felt so incredibly guilty about doing it, about finally being like, I'll do it. No, it was horrible. I hated it. I don't really remember the effects it had on me besides having to lie to my mom and spend the night at a place I didn't want to spend the night at and having the guilt of never telling her until like 3 years ago, you know? It's hard. I would never do it again.
The last time I did it, I was 16, and it was not as potent as it is now. And I was doing it because I wanted to fit in. And the last time I did it, I had a horrible experience. I thought I was going to die. And I never touched it ever since. I can't imagine what it's like now. And then the constant normalization, the constant pressure, you know, it being everywhere you go. And in, like you said, in all these different forms, it's horrible what's happened in Colorado. And I know there's been some pushback, and I hope there's more. They really need to start protecting clean air. They need the quality of air.
I mean, they protect, what is it? In Boulder, we have the, light pollution. They can protect light pollution where we can't have certain watts of light bulbs on our outside in Boulder, but we can't even have clean air. We can protect light pollution, but not actual pollution, you know?
And in Pueblo, Colorado, we were the first town to do the Clean Air Act, where we outlawed tobacco smoking in restaurants and public places. We were the first town in the whole United States. Now they're trying to put what they call marijuana hospitality establishments, which are really drug dens. They're bars to go smoke marijuana. And they want to put them downtown Pueblo. And, you know, it's...
That's so disappointing. As someone who's like, I'm pretty proud of Colorado, and I think a lot of people are, because of how, I guess, clean it is here and how people have a healthy lifestyle. And yet there's things like that happening. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a lie. Colorado's, I think, is turning into a big old lie.
Thank you, Molly, for talking with us today. We ask that the viewers share our podcast, like our podcast, give us a good review, and raise awareness and how you don't have to use marijuana to be affected by marijuana. Until next time, we'll talk to you then.